Terribly sorry, Grizzlies. Anyway, we're going to go out on a high. Now we've got
the most exciting thing you can start a show with.
Coming live from the 2SER studio.
This is a great show.
Across the park, 2SER.
And just go for a swim, but like deep.
Come on in, meatball.
Testicles.
You're pointing at the doggy.
Got me more.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, no worries, eh? How good?
Which part is that? Was
I've got a real problem with that.
Bloody.
Never walk alone.
I can stand the prick.
Oh, bloody bird.
Let's not do this.
Oh, the corner injury. You got a corner injury.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a show that has been considered as relevant as the royal family. Ahoy, my name is Joel Kasem and I am, as some would say, the voice you are currently hearing. And this week, like most, I am joined by my two co-hosts. First up, it's the new host of Good Morning Britain, it's Gabby Morris.
Hello, hello, hello. How's it going? That's
going
not quite
right.
English. Can we do that again?
Yeah, you want to say? I'm actually happy to say
hello. Yeah, we've had one of those days, it all seems.
We've all had a day, I think. And by all of us, I do, of course, mean myself and Gabby and a man who looks more like the Cameron Smith statue than Cameron Smith, it's Mick Rad.
I'm offended that you would compare me to Cameron Smith.
I don't mean to offend you. I'm so sorry. What I meant was...
Oh, I just Googled him. Yuck. You don't look like that, Mick. I'll support you there.
No, he doesn't look like him, but Cameron Smith, who has just retired from the NRL and we'll get into very soon, I'm sure... had a statue unveiled of him down in Amy Park in Melbourne.
Oh!
The statue looks nothing like him. Like, it couldn't be any less like him.
Was it not a prank? It was true. It's real.
I mean, maybe.
I didn't think about it. Oh, it's bad. It looks like he's trying to do a poo. God, it's actually looking... shocking. Imagine, he looks like he's getting photos with it, but he looks quite sad about it.
Yeah, he's not impressed, I don't think.
You've literally immortalised him forever.
Yeah. Imagine that. Imagine, you know, because Billy Slater is also with him, and Billy Slater's isn't too bad. It sort of resembles him a lot more. But imagine being, like, someone who's been in the game for so long and been so dominant and everyone knows who you are, and then they give you that to say thank you for
your... Oh, my God, it's so bad.
430-plus games of service.
I guess a statue's a pretty hard thing to do. Right? Like, it's not easy.
Yeah.
Like, you look at Madame Tussauds and you're like, it's like hit and miss there as well. And they're like, that's what they do, 9 to 5.
This is true.
Did you guys ever see the Cristiano Ronaldo sculpture, though?
Yeah. That's like, the one, everyone I think is liking it too.
It's just like, it's like bug-eyed, like chemical sort of version of it.
I just think that, like, there's an echo.
Sorry about the feedback. Keep talking.
Oh, dear. Oh, look, we're just... Well, you'd think we're professionals, but
No,
not at all.
Not even close.
Can someone explain what's happened? So just so people understand.
Again, we're only allowed, due to COVID safe reasons, 2 people in the studio. So again, we are Zooming in Mick this week. And we get some feedback sometimes from Zoom, which is frustrating. And that's...
It is frustrating.
That is
and
about
now I can
it.
Sort of see you.
It's the most boring thing to explain.
Yeah, so what had happened then when everyone was talking was I tried to get...
We
Zoom
don't need
up.
To... We just don't even
we
need
don't
to...
We don't have to explain what happened. Okay. It's a bit of feedback on radio. Yep. Pretty normal, I think.
Yep.
When like someone... You have a caller and they ring in and forget that their radio is on.
Oh, yes.
It does that feedback thing. It's very similar to this. We think we're a big show.
Yep.
That people call into, but we're not.
No. Anyway, sport.
And if you have found yourself listening to us, thank you, hello, welcome, and but sorry.
Yes.
Are we pulling back the curtain into what it's really like to make a live radio show?
Yeah. Just explaining as we go.
Oh,
all
dear.
Right, how is everyone?
Well, it sounds like we've all had pretty average. I was late, really late to a training day today. Not that late. not as late as the other girl that came in after me who was hysterically crying because she was half an hour late. But I was late, which is annoying. You know when you start off your day and you're just a bit flustered and late? Anyway, then I went to the bathroom during the break and the towel dispenser lid fell on my head and nearly knocked me out.
Oh.
And it's like so embarrassing and awkward. And I was like in the toilet and there was somebody else in the training day in the toilet. And so I was like, whoop, and like holding my head. But then, you know, I don't want to tell people I've just been whacked in the head by the toilet towel dispenser thing.
Well, I mean, what else could you say?
Yeah.
Say like, are you okay? What happened? What are you going to say?
Yeah, I'm not okay. I've got the shits. Can I go home? Mick, anything?
Well, I just spent the last 2 days at work doing UAT. You know what UAT is? User acceptance testing. I don't expect
you to say that.
No one cares. Yeah, yeah. User acceptance testing. So I spent 2 days on a new piece of software working on this testing, making sure it's all working, fixing bugs, blah, blah, blah. This morning they announced, oh, we're not rolling forward with the software.
I love that.
We're not. All the testing doesn't count that you've just done for the last 2 days.
Seriously,
love that. You'll have to do it again in 2 weeks.
Love it.
What a horrible pain in the bum.
Love that.
Just, what's the point? Why bother? Annoy the crap out of me.
At least you got paid.
Today, you know. My chair is like the thing, you know, the
lever.
The hydraulic thing is not staying up, so now I'm really low and it won't stay up. So that's just... My computer's crashing. Luckily it's right now, but it has been crashing today. Yeah, not a good day.
That's so annoying. I left 2 punnets of raspberries at my work and I'm really annoyed about it. They were perfectly
right.
The they're in the fridge, but like I can't get there because I'm at this training thing, and now I've got 2 punnets of beautiful raspberries. I'm not going back into work to get them. And they're on special.
Not cheap either.
They were on special, but still. Anyway, Joel.
Yeah, just an awful day at work as well. I can't like turn it around and be like, no, you know what? Everything's okay, guys. We're gonna have a good time because no, awful day at work. Wish
you
I wasn't
there. What's going to save the day? What's going to save the week?
Mm-mm.
No.
What is? What is?
Footy's back.
Yeah, no worries. Hey, how good's footy?
Guys, frantic.
Footy is.
I'm trying to figure out what footy we're talking about. So just
that's okay. That's
bear
fair.
With.
Now, Joel, I believe you put some homework down for this week, right?
I did.
Us in a little message. You said, please do these little bits of homework. Not
Shut
much,
up. You're such a little... goody two-shoes. Listen to you. Far out. You would have been so annoying at school.
Well, I did the homework, miss. Look at me.
Well, look, I did get some homework. Do we want to get into it now? Because I don't think Gav's ready. We can get into it later.
I'm just saying, we don't often do homework. We actually do no research for this show pretty much most of the time, except for Joel, because he's a hard worker. But Gabby and I, you know, we cruise through just on Joel's back.
Yeah.
So I
probably why my back has been so sore this week.
Yes. Does someone cruise through on someone's back? That just sounds like...
I don't know.
It sounds like a really bad porno. Anyway,
I'm just saying, I did the homework.
Oh,
I
thank
am
you.
The teacher's pet.
I appreciate it.
And Gabby's at the back of the class being a little snot and not listening.
Ooh, someone's got no friends.
And she's being a bully. So there we go.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that for you, Gabby. Well, look, all right, you know what? We'll get straight into NRL then, I guess, because it is the biggest topic this week. It is back this week after, I should have had my notes in front of me. How long has it been? 4.5 months since we've had any sort of NRL?
That's it. I knew that. 4.5 months.
Yes, 4.5 months, I was correct. The 2021 NRL season kicked off, well, last night, because we're a day early. So tonight for us, but last night for you as a listener, or if you're a podcast listener, anytime. It would have started at any time, but I don't know when you're listening. I'm not your... It doesn't matter. What have I written here? We're going to preview the season.
Yeah, 2020 NRL season. There's going to be triple headers. There's going to be double headers. There's going to be more footy.
Keep going. Anything else?
And a CEO, a new one. There's a new CEO.
I don't think there is there?
Coach, you mean?
Coach?
There's a new coach.
All right. I'll take it from here, Gab.
Yeah.
It was obviously a crazy season last year with the game stopping for 2 months and teams like Melbourne and New Zealand having to play away from home for most of the year. But this year is looking a lot better, fingers crossed, with I think the exception of New Zealand at the moment, they're going to be the only team away from home. They'll be playing out of the Central Coast.
I just never knew that New Zealand
I'm touching so much wood.
Whoa.
What?
Wood, touching wood. Touching wood that we get a season where we don't have to get locked
up. Oh, I see.
Right.
I thought you had your hand down.
I wasn't touching that wood. It's okay.
Oh, God. I wonder if Martin finds that offensive.
You'd have to. Sorry, Martin. Okay, so, yeah, last night Melbourne played their first home game in almost 18 months. But like I said, the Warriors will be in the Central Coast for the foreseeable future. I don't know, at some point.
I just had no idea that New Zealand played in our thing.
NRL?
Yeah.
The National Rugby League
in
New Zealand? Yeah. They've been in it for, what, 20-something years? I'm not sure. Yeah. It's been a while. They were called the Auckland Warriors for some time, and then they changed it to the New Zealand Warriors because they wanted to, I don't know, make it larger. Mick, do you know the reason for their change of name?
The Auckland Warriors became the New Zealand Warriors because there was no other New Zealand team, and they thought they would better represent New Zealand as the New Zealand Warriors.
This man knows.
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay.
They also changed the tongue on the logo so that it wasn't diagonal, but it was straight because that was better representative of the Maori culture.
Cool.
I don't know.
That's cool.
Was something like that.
Okay.
That was a good reason for it. I remember
that. I didn't
that.
Know that. Very interesting. So, five teams have new coaches. Kevin Walters with Brisbane, Trent Barrett with the Bulldogs. Should I keep going? I'm going to. Nathan Brown with the Warriors, Todd Payton with the Cowboys, and Anthony Griffin is back with the Dragons. Five new coaches. So what are we, 16 teams? That's...
How many did we lose last year, like coaches? It was like six or seven or something?
Through the year?
Yeah,
there was. Wasn't it like half the clubs lost their coaches?
Yeah, it was something like that.
Something silly.
It's always that. I mean, now that we've all got new coaches, maybe they'll actually last a little while. We won't lose too many coaches this year, but there's always going to be one that goes.
Always, yeah. Oh, that should have been one of the predictions I put down for you.
Which coach is going to go first?
I'm going to throw it in. I'm going to throw it in later. Don't let me forget. Melbourne are going into the year without Cameron Smith for the first time in 80 million years. thoughts on Harry Grant? Do you think he'll take over? Do you think...
Who's Harry Grant?
So Harry Grant is going to be playing... He's going to be playing hooker, which is the role that Cameron Smith has been playing for a very long time and has been very good at it, no matter what Mick says. And now Harry Grant has to step into that position where, you know, he was being the best player in the game, and now you're going to go in and try and do that. He's only a kid.
Interesting.
He played last year for the Tigers and was very good. Then he played State of Origin for one game, I think, two games. It was outstanding. Mick, this is still a question. I'm hoping you'll jump in at some point and answer.
Well, it's a big thing, isn't it? Melbourne seem to have this knack of losing big players, but then somehow replacing them with players just as good. You've seen Ryan Pappenhausen come in after Billy Slater left and started tearing it apart. When Cooper Cronk left, they had, Muppet came in. Who was it?
Jerome Hughes, and they got Cameron Munster as well.
Munster, yeah, he must have sort of on the rise when Cronk left. Like, there's no doubt that Melbourne are always the bloody favourite. Every friggin' year, they nearly win it every year. They are the best team and have been for a long, long time. I'm bloody over it, to be honest. You know, I want them to have a dud year. I want them to go down. I want them to get the spoon. But it's just not going to happen because while they've got Bellamy as a coach and they've got a one-team town, they're always going to go well. And everyone's already predicting them to have maybe another year where they win again. I don't know. Hopefully not. But as far as Grant goes, yeah, look, I'm sure he'll probably go pretty well. I mean, Cameron Smith wasn't the bee's knees. Like, he just passed it really well. You know, he just had a really good eye for the game. And that's what the hooker needs to do. If Grant can do the same, then they've still got the team around him that'll go well.
Yeah.
Really well said, Mick. Mick, Gabby, this question's for you then.
Oh.
After a near-perfect 2020, can the Panthers be as good?
Well, no, they can't because they're sitting 12 on the ladder at the moment.
In alphabetical order. I know that because West Tigers are always last at the start of the season.
Yeah, look, I'm not going for the Panthers. I'm going for the Rabbitohs.
Okay.
No.
Well, they're going to have a big season.
Not the question I asked, though.
Oh, what was the question?
Are the Panthers going to have another good season? So no, they won like 14 straight last year or something crazy.
Yeah. Nah. 2021 doesn't look good for the Panthers. Strong prediction right there. I've been having some intel from some cool cats on the other side of town, and they said, nah, not this year.
Not this year. Mick, question. Will the Titans make their first finals since 2016 after going on a pretty good spending spree?
Yeah, well, everyone was hinting that Smith was going to go to the Titans, but that didn't happen, did it?
Well,
but
he could still.
No, he retired from
the NRL. People come back.
True. I don't know anyone who has.
Especially when you have a statue. You must feel good. You must feel a bit egotistical. Oh, I might come back.
Not if you saw the statue.
I don't know. I haven't ever seen the Titans go that well. I don't think they'll make the finals still. But I reckon they'll be just outside the finals. And, you know, it'll be a better season for them. I always feel a bit sorry for the Titans because players just go to the Titans so they can live on the Gold Coast and, you know, have a nice weather. That's the only reason they go there.
You reckon?
Yep.
Okay.
And they go, and then they have parties, and then they get into all sorts of bad things. And,
oh, let's not go there.
Well, no. I mean, it's just what happens. The Titans find it hard to get good young players who don't screw themselves up with off-season, off-field stuff.
Yeah.
It's a bad problem.
Gabby.
Gabby, next question. Go.
Similar question. How will the Dogs go this year?
The Doggies. Up the Dogs. Those Dogs, those dirty Dogs,
yep.
They are...
So, again, there's a team that's also bought pretty well in the off-season.
You're talking about the Bulldogs, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah. Sorry, Bulldogs, yeah.
Not the other Dogs. Bulldogs, yeah. I've got good faith in the Doggies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any reason? Trent Barrett as the new coach?
Yes.
Yeah, that's why.
Oh, has he moved?
Yeah.
No.
He got moved on and then didn't have a job and now he's the Dogs.
Yeah, see, I think he's got a reignited energy.
Very good. Very good. And Mick, one more for you.
Yes.
I do like how this is going. How much will the Sharks struggle without Sean Johnson for the first 2 months?
Oh, my God. Injuries are huge. And the Sharks, look, I think the Sharks are going to lose. They're going to be the team that loses their coach first. I'm calling it now.
Oh, okay. Okay.
John Morris is coaching the Sharks
my
right
uncle?
Now.
My uncle?
Your uncle?
Yes, Gabby's uncle is coaching
Joel,
the Sharks.
Every time, every season, I say that, and Joel's face, oh, my God, really?
No.
Yes.
Not this season.
Yes.
I know it was a joke.
No.
I laugh.
No, your face got you.
Your face.
Your face. Your face said otherwise.
Anyway, whatever.
But I totally reckon that he'll get kicked out. The Sharks are going to go terrible the first couple of months of the season. They're probably going to lose most of the games. I reckon Nathan Brown will come in to the Sharks and coach them.
Ooh. Hot stuff.
Wait, first coach down.
Okay.
One coach down, Nathan Brown comes in. Done.
Excellent. Gabby, first coach to go this year?
The guy, what's his name from West Tigers?
Michael Maguire?
Yes.
Aww.
He's not looking good, guys. I'm afraid to say, he's okay. Out.
If the Tigers have another bad season,
he's gone.
He literally just signed a new deal.
Yeah, but that doesn't. Yeah. We know that that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, that's true. What am I talking about? Okay, so let's do the homework.
I thought that was the homework. Are you joking?
I need to know who you think is going to win this season. Who's going to win the grand final? Nick, she's just looking at a ladder.
I actually think maybe I'm going to go and contradict myself, but maybe the Panthers might win.
You just said they're going to have a terrible year.
I just looked at their logo and I was like, that's a cool little logo.
All right. Mick is going to win this year.
You know what I'm going to say, don't you, Joel?
I'm waiting for it.
Broncos.
The Eels are going to win the premiership in 2021.
Oof.
It's bloody time, Joel. It's bloody, bloody time.
Look, I can't
You know how many years it's been?
30?
I don't know. Mick, tell us. Never.
Am I right? Is it 30?
It is. It's 25. 35.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's more than 30.
It's 35 years since the Eels won a premiership this year. 35.
Well, the odds are against you, mate.
No, but every year that goes by is 1 year closer to the year we win. So
is that how it works, is it?
Yes, it is.
I suppose
every team wins eventually.
There's some mathematical equation that would agree with you, Mick, definitely.
Look, the Eels had huge expectations last year, right? We didn't meet them because we got Moses out for ages, Gutho was out, like we just didn't get a chance to all play together. If all of our players stay on the field and they all click, we are going to kick some ass this year. You mark my words, Eels to win.
Ooh, mark your words.
All right, Mark.
It's been marked.
All right.
Okay, me? Well, I wanted to say Storm, but I've written Strom because I am dyslexic.
Oh.
So Strom to win.
Yeah, go Stroms.
The Melbourne Strom.
Okay.
Right. Okay, now this is for who's going to get the minor premiership, because not always the team.
What does that mean?
So the team that finishes first on the ladder at the end of the season. So whereas in like EPL, it's if you finish on top of the ladder, you win, right, Mick?
Well, exactly, yeah. And that's always been the controversy. Should you win the comp just because you finished on the ladder top, or should you have the finals and have some excitement where all the best teams play each other?
So NRL does that. And
Well, there you go. You learn something new every day.
There you go. So who do you think will finish the season?
On this show you do.
The season at the top of the ladder.
Who will... Okay.
Mick, do you want to go first on this one?
Yeah, sure. Look, if it's not the Eels, if somehow they don't make their own minor premiers, it'll be the Rabbitohs. Rabbitohs have a huge, huge season. And mark my words, your favourite player, Benji Marshall, Joel, is going to have a big impact with the Rabbitohs. You wait.
I think so as well. I don't deny that. I'm gutted he's there. It breaks my heart every day. There's still that giant thing in Leichhardt, Balmainish, that there's a wall off Parramatta Road that's still got Benji, the giant picture of Benji and a tiger. In the Tigers.
Yeah. Oh, no, is it still there?
It's still there,
awkward.
Yeah. I know. It really is.
Really?
Yeah.
No one's got rid of that.
No.
Strange.
Okay, Gabby?
All right, I'm going to go for the Sea Eagles.
Ooh, okay. Out of left field.
Well, actually, no, they're disgusting. I hate them. I'm going to go for the Cronulla Sharks.
Okay, Sharks.
The Sharkies.
Finish.
Yep.
Yep,
but
cool.
you know he likes the Sharks, don't you, Gab?
No. Oh, no. I do know. Yuck. Maybe the Raiders. Maybe the Canberra Cannons.
Yeah, no, very good call.
Yeah, the Cannons could have a good year. Good one. Good choice.
I actually think that's pretty good.
I'm actually meant to go in a tipping thing at work. Can someone tell me how to do that?
Yes. I can run you
through. Is that what we just did?
No. Not yet.
Each week you've got to do it. Every single week, Gabby. We tried to do it years ago on this show.
Oh, sorry. I've ignited something. I'm so sorry. That's hit a nerve. That has hit a nerve.
That is true, though. I think our first year of doing this show.
Ooh,
not that we've been doing this for many years.
He's fierce. Ooh.
And, okay, Joel. Well, I think South as well, Mick. I'm with you. Wooden Spooners. Nice.
Dragons.
Yeah, be one word.
Roosters.
Roosters. Massive call, but I love it. I'm with you on that.
Really?
I'm not, though. All right. I think it could be possibly Dragons, Broncos, or Cowboys. I couldn't pick one. It's a tough one.
No, some people are picking the Tigers to be wooden spooners, but I wouldn't go that far.
A lot of people, yes. I would say a lot.
The Cowboys are also a wooden spooner?
They're a chance, yeah. Yeah.
Mm. Or even...
quick quiz for you, Joel. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Let's do it. Do you want to
What was the last year that the Tigers were in the finals?
2010.
11.
11?
But close. Yep. 10 years.
So it's 10 years. Oh, of course, 10 years this year. Okay. That's a long time, isn't it?
It is, and I'm very sad for you.
For me, it's 10 years of like cricket season starting earlier than everyone else.
And having an early Mad Monday. But I hope for your sake that the Tigers make the finals this year, and I'll be rooting for you.
God bless you, my son. Thank you.
God bless you.
Alright. And biggest story. Do we want to do a bigger story thing?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Any story that you think might happen this year.
I don't know, maybe like 30 NRL players going to court for sexual assault or something?
Wouldn't be a story. It's already, it's already happened and the season hasn't started.
True. Okay. Mick, what about you?
biggest story is a tough one. I was, you know, I don't want to go controversial because I hate that, but I think when the crowds get back to 100%, which I hope comes soon, I think it's going to be like the biggest, closest competition we've had in a long, long time. So I think the crowds are going to come back, and I'm really hoping that by, say, the middle of the season, this is like just so tight. Like the ladder is just like ridiculously close that it's just going to, everyone's going to get interested in rugby league again. I feel like last year just really, really made it hard. And I feel like this is a rebirth for rugby league this year. That's all I'm saying.
Wow, that was passionate.
It was passionate. I don't know why that was controversial, like you said. It
wasn't.
It was very passionate.
Boring.
And it wasn't boring. No, it wasn't boring me. I mean.
Sorry, bully Gabby.
All right. Well, I wrote that I thought Cam Smith would end up playing for the Richmond Tigers, but that's probably not going to happen as he's now retired. Oh, I mean, he could might. Go to AFL, which would be so interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Little guy in in the AFL. All right. We don't really have time for any other sport, but I can try. Or do you just want to talk about things until we play a game?
Did you hear about Australian skier?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Laura Peel.
Okay.
World champions. Best jump.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
I missed
sorry.
That.
I accidentally turned her down.
This is what I mean.
I wanted to move my microphone, so I wanted to turn myself down. Sorry, Gabby.
You got to have that button quick on Gab, you know, just in case.
That hurt my slide from laughing.
I don't even know now. Do we have enough time for this?
Yeah, you got
yeah,
time.
Okay, Australian Laura Peel, world aerial skiing champion. She's won a huge championship in Kazakhstan, and the video is insane. She just, like, guns it down this hill, like, just really rigid, and then just flips 1,000 times, lands it perfect, best score in the world. It's unbelievable. It just is, it's a lot more exciting to look at than NRL, but you can find the video online. Laura Peel, amazing. Good on you. Well done.
Well done, Laura. Good effort.
It's just
good
the one where you just bang it down the hill and you just hit a fat jump and you just flip 1,000 times.
What's that one
called? Aerial podium skiing jumping something.
Nice.
Yeah, nice.
Well done.
Freestyle.
Ski jump.
Ski jump?
Yeah, nice.
I don't know, like, what possesses people to do something like that.
Like, it's insane. She probably goes, like, a kilometre up in the air.
Yeah. And the
so
speed
crazy.
They're going.
And she's also in a white suit, so you kind of lose her. And then she, all of a sudden you just see these skis land, and you're like, whoa, she did it.
That sort of stuff just blows my mind. I don't know why you would do that. I don't know why you'd put your body.
She's from Canberra.
Like, how do you practice? Where does the practice?
Well, you practice. You practice on like fake grass, and then you practice into water.
Oh, okay.
Or you practice into like a foam pit situation.
Okay.
But there imagine doing it the first time, just going down in the snow, and then ugh.
Horrible. Mick, anything before we play a game?
Nah.
Was deafening. It was really loud in the studio. Oof, all right. I think Christ, this show's almost over. Question uno.
So sorry.
I was waiting for you to burp or something. Something was coming. Which team won the 2019-2020 Big Bash Grand Final?
Is that cricket?
Oh my God.
It's cricket, yes.
You can't do this. Why? You can't do this.
I don't understand why I can't do this.
It's so bad for us, for the listeners. What is Big Bash? What is it?
It's the cricket one.
Oh, no.
Was it the Sixers?
It was.
Because they won two in a row, right?
Sure. I don't remember. I guess we've got time for one more then. I'm not. I'll ask it because I know how angry you guys will get. Who was named player of the 2019-2020 Big Bash?
Are you seriously? Why are we going back to the season before the last season?
Lionel, like, Messi.
Why?
Damn it. I didn't Google
because,
the right thing.
I don't know. I just Silk? Haven't had time to do a proper quiz. No, Marcus Stoinis.
Marcus? Well, shit day, shit show.
Yep, that's what they say. That's our tagline. All right. Well, thank you very much for listening, everyone.
Thank you.
sorry. It's been we have.
Why didn't
a
we
day.
Get a professional on this show?
Why like, don't we? I don't
really
know.
Wanted to. I really this week was going to be perfect for that, but yeah, we didn't.
I hit my head. I was unconscious for like you know part of the day, so that's my excuse.
I don't have an excuse, Mick.
Nah.
Okay. Thank you, everyone.
Stay.
Good night.
It's not a product.
2SER wishes to acknowledge the custodians of the land from which we broadcast, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation and the Wadumatagal clan of the Darug Nation, and their elders past, present and emerging. We acknowledge and respect their continuing culture and the contribution they make to the life of this city and this region.
It's time for a cold open.
Yeah, we just wanted to make sure you were extra just... We just wanted to slide in.
Yeah, just, I was about to swear.
Oh.
I think you can. It's nighttime. But yeah. I was just about to freaking jump on it.
Ruby, this isn't after Watershed. You need to calm down.
It's so true. Yeah. And speaking of down, no, speaking of up.
Way, way up.
What's up? What? We're back.
Yeah. If you tuned in hoping to hear another show, we're very sorry.
Too bad.
But you are listening to It's a Gay Area on 2SER 107.3 with me, Patrick.
And me, Ruby.
Yeah. It's been like a year and a half.
It's been a while.
It's been a while, but we're back.
And so much has happened.
I know. I had a breakfast.
I also had a breakfast. Mm. RuPaul fracks now.
RuPaul, have you heard about RuPaul? He fracks.
RuPaul is a mother fracker.
RuPaul Charles.
Now.
He'll be coming and fracking near you soon.
Very soon.
Drag Race Down Under.
And,
now,
and also there was a. There's been a sickness.
There's been a sickness.
There's been a sickness among us.
And I don't know about you, but I haven't been down with the sickness.
We've actually, thankfully enough. Neither Patrick nor I have been down with the sickness.
Now, yeah. We are back, and we're back for the foreseeable future, which is very fun. And I think that's great. Ruby?
Can you imagine if I was like, nah, I think it's horrible.
Listen, it'd be a hell of a way to resign.
Be like, hey, first show back in a really long time. I am not happy to be here.
That's true. And That's true. Ruby isn't happy to be here. Yeah. It's really lovely. But we're so excited to be back. We have big things in the works. We have small things in the works.
And we have medium things in the works as well.
Yeah, but we're not paying much attention to those. Because they're such the middle child of sizes, medium.
I'm the middle. I'm a middle child.
I'm also a middle child.
Yeah. That's why we're not paying attention.
That's exact. I mean, I've often been told I give off only child energy.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that says. Mainly I'm spoiled and bratty. But
well, that's the thing. I've been told I give off middle child energy. And it's like, that fits. But why? What are you saying about me?
That's true. I mean, I think they're saying that you're polite. Mm. You don't cause much problems.
Yeah.
And you're deeply unwell on a spiritual level.
Yeah, I've been told that. My chakras, all out of
all
whack.
Closed.
Oh yeah, not open. They're all closed for business. Mm. I knocked on the door. I'm like, why aren't you open? And my chakras were like, it's a pandemic.
Yeah, they also shut down. Yeah. We have to sit down.
All my chakras closed for the pandemic,
unfortunately. Seated room only at the... and we are both seated tonight. We are both socially distanced. I cannot touch Ruby like I normally would.
Yeah.
That was actually why we went on hiatus.
Yeah.
No.
Patrick was like, please, I just want to put my finger in your mouth. And I was like, no. It's not allowed.
We've been through mediation and we're back.
Yeah.
For those of you who haven't heard us before, I mean, this is a pretty sudden reemergence.
Yeah, especially
of,
without the theme song.
Without the theme song. It has gone on vacation. We can't get it back.
Yeah.
So this is It's a Gay Area. It is a 2SER's resident queer show. We talk all things sex and sexuality and gender.
All things... super gay.
Yeah. And things not so gay.
Yeah.
Straight people.
Things very, very heterosexual.
But we are making fun of them.
Ha-ha.
So, ha-ha, yes.
Ha-ha.
So my name is Patrick Clancy. My pronouns are they, them. I am a non-binary person. Just to introduce myself to all of you.
And I'm Ruby Innes, and I'm stupid as hell.
That's not a pronoun, Ruby.
She
Stop
her.
Joking around.
She, her are my pronouns, and I'm stupid as hell.
That's true.
I got a big butt and a little brain. Mm-hmm. No, I'm very smart.
Is that right?
Yeah, I am.
Tell
very
us more
smart.
About that.
No.
Okay, that's fair enough.
So what we do here is we talk about what's happening in terms of like of queer events and also just news stuff. But we also play a lot of music made by queer people.
That's true. We have a wonderful playlist for you this evening, hand curated by us. No one else put their grubby little mitts on this. We sanitized it before it's going to come out to you and go into your ears. You know what? We're going to play one of those songs for you now.
Today, tonight. Yeah, no, this is today, tonight now. We're doing...
Your Neighbour, Not Who You Think.
Actually, gay. Yeah. We're going to play a track off of... it's a new Donna Tartt release.
Friend of the show, Donna Tartt.
Sweet Donna Tartt.
Fun fact about this, it is a cover of a song by the band The Mavises.
The Mavises.
Both of the front people of that band, siblings, really fun. COVID deniers, not so fun. Huh. So if you're going to want to listen to this song, listen to the Donna Tartt version.
Amen. I'm going to play this track for you now. It is called Cry by Donna Tartt. And you're listening to It's a Gay Area with me, Ruby.
And me, Patrick, and we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Tell me how to taste it, good, good, good. I'ma let it down with a good, good, good.
That was Pay Your Way in Pain by St. Vincent.
A lovely new song by St. Vincent, a sort of harbinger of her new album, which will be out soon, which very exciting.
And then before that was Tell Me How, open bracket, Coca-Cola commercial, close bracket.
We are not sponsored by Coca-Cola, but we are sponsored by Tyler the Creator.
Yeah, and we are not being paid by Coca-Cola, but every now and then, I will have a sip.
If you would ever like a Coca-Cola, you should go buy one. But if you don't, other colas are available.
That's so true. There are so many colas available in the world.
I had a cola the other day from a bespoke little soda brand. The day before, I had had their soda, that which was called a very mandarin soda, which ingredients included mandarin and more mandarin, as listed on the package. Then I tried their smoked cola. It had a lot of sediment in it.
Smoked cola?
Yeah, it was cola that someone had put out their Marlboro Blue.
That's exactly what it sounds like. You say smoked cola, and it's like, yeah, someone went ashy in that can, and then...
Yeah, I had a really wild Mardi Gras. I smoked cola. Oh. Speaking of, I'm hoping everyone is having a spiritual rest this week.
Yeah.
If you're in the queer community, if you're heterosexual, continue doing what you're doing.
No sleep. No sleep for you.
No sleep for you. But yes.
Mardi Gras just happened.
Mardi Gras just happened.
Yeah.
It was a bit weird this year, a bit different, a bit nice.
Yeah, it's different. It's unusual.
It's nice. So the parade this year was in the Sydney Cricket Ground. Mm-hmm. I didn't actually get to watch the parade, sadly. I was too busy having just a kegger in my house.
Yeah.
There were so many people there who I did not know. That's the spirit of Mardi Gras, really.
Yeah.
Meeting people who are gay, who you don't know.
It's so true, so true. And, you know, it's a gay time.
New friends. Is it really a Mardi Gras party until someone who was at that Mardi Gras party brings out a penis-shaped piñata and insists you, the host, smash it open at 1 a.m. where it is full of natural confectionery company lollies that no one eats because everyone is very drunk.
Natural confectionery. Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, I was cleaning my house today and I found some.
Yeah, I mean, just the concept of being an adult. No disrespect if you're an adult and you do this. But the concept of being an adult and, when you're a kid, a piñata is just at a party.
Yes.
But you, bringing your own piñata to a party has got, a really interesting yet also cursed energy to it.
I mean, I wasn't mad at it. It was a fun bit of fun. No one really wanted to eat anything at that point in the night, so a lot of the... the sort of ones, the chews, were just smooshed underfoot.
Oh, beautiful.
But now we have in the kitchen of my house, we have just the balls of the piñata, very visible.
Just the balls.
Full of fantails. Oh. And I think that's beautiful.
I think that's really beautiful as well. And, speaking of gay shit, a close personal friend of the show, et cetera, et cetera.
Miss et cetera, et cetera. Two things about her. One, it's her birthday. So very happy birthday,
happy birthday
to you.
Et cetera.
Two, she's on a TV show coming up.
Yeah, Drag Race Down Under has been announced. Australia/New Zealand's very own drag race.
Hosted by RuPaul and Michelle Visage and also Reese Nicholson. Wonderful comedian. I think a very good choice.
Yeah.
It's interesting because there's RuPaul's Drag Race, which is the American version. RuPaul's Drag Race, UK, UK version. Canada's Drag Race. Canadian version.
Drag Race Holland.
Drag Race Holland, Thailand's Drag Race.
Yeah.
And now Spanish Drag Race is starting soon as well. I feel like Australian Drag Race got the most ochre title somehow.
Yeah, Drag Race Down Under.
And in the entrance area of the workroom, it's just like an outback road with road signs of a camel, a kangaroo. I mean...
Yeah, I feel like it's very it's not poor form, but very this is Australia. This is Australian culture.
I think it's kind of camp, though. I think it's
definitely
wonderful.
Very camp, very camp.
Yeah, and I'm very excited for it. And we should be speaking to Et Cetera next week, which is very exciting on the show.
Yeah.
Having a lovely little chat with her about her experiences.
Indeed.
It's been a bit of a rough year for everyone, not only queer people, but especially queer people.
Always.
Yes. We've been stuck in our houses. We've been doing nothing. We've been binging TV.
Amen.
I mean, But there has been some lovely gay TV to binge, hasn't there?
There has.
There's been.
And we're going to talk about that after some more music.
Oh, I was getting going, but yes, if we must.
We must. I'm going to play a track from Marina. It's called Man's World, Empress of Remix, and it features Pablo Vittar and Empress Of, as Empress Of does the remix.
I love Empress Of.
So we're going to play that now. You're listening to It's a Gay Area on 2SCR 107.3.
La mujer piensa, la mujer puede, la mujer es tan capaz como el hombre.
Cheeks are rosy like a bouchet cherub. I'm a strawberry soda. Raise my lashes to heaven. Stars in my hair running like a waterfall. Clouds in the whites of our eyes, we saw it all. Burn me at the stake, you thought I was a witch. Centuries ago, now you just call me a bitch. Mother nature's dying, nobody's keeping score. I don't wanna live in a man's world anymore. I don't wanna live in a man's world anymore. Marilyn's bungalow, it's number 7. In the pink palace where I made her legend. Owned by a sheikh who killed thousands of gay men. I guess this why he bought their campus hotel in Eden. Mother nature's dying, nobody's keeping score. I don't wanna live in a man's world anymore. I don't wanna live in a man's world anymore. If you have a mother, not a friend, maybe it is time to comprehend what that you
That was Man's World by Marina, the Empress Of remix featuring Pablo Vittar.
Such a good song. The original was so good, and Pablo Vittar and Empress Of just... Mwah, mm. mwah. But every time I listen to Marina or Mariana, I can't remember how it's pronounced. I think it's Marina.
It's Marina Diamandis, right?
No, it's Marina from Marina and the Fruits. I think.
Okay, no, hold on.
Wait.
It's from Marina. It's Marina and the Diamonds.
Right. I got it wrong.
Yeah, no. Her album was called
Fruit.
And it's Marina and the, she was Marina and the Diamonds, because I think her full name's Marina Diamandis.
Right. Okay, I got confused, because what I like to say is, what did she do to the Diamonds? But now I realize, for several years I've been saying, what did she do to the Fruits?
What did she do to the Fruits?
What happened to the Fruits?
I'm a big Electra Heart era Marina and Diamonds.
I mean, I only got on the train recently by the singles, mm-hmm. but I love some Prima Donna Girl.
Prima Donna Girl. What a hit.
I mean, all she ever wanted was the world.
She can't help that she needs it all. Prima Donna Life, The Rise of...
Exactly.
Banger.
But
yeah, we're going to talk about a TV show that
we're
going to
be talking
recently.
About a TV show on Stan, Stan.com streaming service. Again, not sponsored. other streaming services are available.
So true.
But yeah, so because everyone's been binging for the last year and continues to do so, there's been some lovely TV shows on. I know myself and Ruby are currently watching Demon Slayer. Which is true. This is not a queer show.
It's not queer. It's not gay. It's not gay at all.
I mean, I would say something about demons is inherently a little bit gay.
It's very true.
Yes. But It's a Sin came out on Stan recently. Now, it is a show about United Kingdom in the 80s. It's from 1981 to 1991. And it covers the AIDS crisis there and sort of how it develops from... early start to sort of more knowledge in the 90s. I would definitely recommend this show if you're queer, if you're straight. I would absolutely recommend watching it. Ollie Alexander plays sort of the main character. So, like, such a beautiful performance. I will just say, though, please make sure you are in a mental state where you are have the capacity for much grief.
Very sad.
It's only...
I mean, of course, because the AIDS crisis...
Oh, devastating.
...was and still is just so sad.
Absolutely. And it's even been thrown into more light recently with us going through a sort of pandemic now, like, yeah. And how much attention has been given to the coronavirus, seeing as it affects the whole world, and how the AIDS crisis didn't get that.
Yeah.
Because it was the gay disease, it was the... Yeah, for, like... Well, they started with the homosexuals and Haitians and hemophiliacs.
Yeah.
So it's really devastating, but I think it does a very good job. There's a lot of diversity in the cast as well. I think it does a really good job at sort of putting it through a lens where a lot of people our generation could understand, where, like, a young, carefree man just out and about the town having his... fill of sexual activities, how it was so dangerous back then, yeah. Even unbeknownst to people. But yeah, all the performances are beautiful. It is absolutely heart wrenching. If you were looking for some little bit of queer viewing, I'd definitely give that a shot. Also, I watched Holding the Man the other day, which was a mistake. If only because for the first part of the movie, one of the main characters has the ugliest haircut I have ever seen. It is the 70s.
Beautiful movie, though.
Beautiful movie.
Yeah.
And it was the 70s, but I'm not going to forgive it.
Fair enough. Mm. All right. We're about to bounce, but before we do, last year...
It was earlier this year.
Earlier this year, a queer icon...
trans visionary, like, changed the whole landscape of the music industry.
Yeah. Created so many pop sub genres.
If you have heard a pop song within the last, like, 10 years, she would have influenced it or produced it in some way. We lost Sophie, regrettably, in a tragic accident. And if you don't know who she is, I would read up on her.
Yeah, her music is incredible and spans so much more than just what she has released, because she's just been on everything and has influenced everything.
Yeah, and
she is everything.
She is everything, and sort of like... was such an icon for trans people and queer people, showing what trans people can do, how they won't be limited or anything. So that it was really devastating for me personally and so many trans people and queer people I know. So we thought we'd play our first show back out with one of my favourite songs of Sophie, Just Like We Never Said Goodbye. We'll be saying goodbye for this week. We'll be back next week and for many weeks to come.
So this is Just Like We Never Said Goodbye by Sophie, and you've been listening to It's a Gay Area on 2SER 107.3 with me, Ruby.
And me, Patrick. We'll see you next week.
We were young and out of control. I haven't seen you since I was about 16 years old. But then you called me up the other day.
makes me feel, makes me